It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We are very privileged to be here at Yquinna Bay Communications and broadcasting to you every Thursday at 9 a.m. Today we have Carolyn Bauman on the show. I know you're not unfamiliar with her. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
You have an event coming up, and I think we're going to just dive right into it. It is a RAIN event, and that's an acronym.
Correct.
Does that mean it's going to rain water, or is it going to rain business development?
Business development is our theme for this RAIN event.
So, you know, maybe take us back to the beginning. Is this a type of organization or concept been something that you've done in the past?
No, this is a brand new thing for us. It's a new initiative for our county. But to lay the groundwork, I think everyone knows that our economic base is very heavily weighted on small family-owned businesses, that type of company.
Yes.
That's the engine of our economy. And it doesn't matter what type of business it is. We have a lot of small family-owned businesses. And we also have a lot of services that we already provide to small business owners who are also called entrepreneurs. So the Small Business Development Center with the Small Business Management course, there's a startup and tune-up course through the college also for entrepreneurs who are thinking of a new thing. So we've already had services, and what we want to do is bring in even more and expand those services that we can help with people with a business idea.
So the Economic Development Alliance, your partnerships with the Small Business Development Center have been going on for years and years. But this regional concept, talk about that. How is that different? Does it broaden the scope of who we think our clients are? Does it help us specialize our business practices to reach new people?
Well, you know, we're hopeful. Because this is new, we don't know the companies that might show up. But we're calling this a startup call of interest. And it's really for anyone to just learn more about entrepreneurship. And what we're providing here is more in-depth and one-on-one assistance through this network. And I'll explain a little bit about what RAIN is.
Sure.
Then RAIN is called Regional Accelerator and Innovation Network.
Mm-hmm.
They are a four-county-wide based group. So the R it for regional, that signifies Lincoln, Lynn, Benton, Lane. It takes in that entire region, which includes our two major universities, OSU and U of O.
Mm-hmm.
So the funding for RAIN, for this entrepreneurship assistance, is funded by the universities, the counties, some of the cities, and the state. They've all pooled their funding to create this network, which has its own nonprofit at this point.
And this nonprofit is looking at creating more robust networks across these counties
they have a program. They have an accelerator course. They have a pre-accelerator course and an accelerator, which is giving very intensive one-on-one intensive assistance to the entrepreneur to get them off and running fairly quickly. And they have specialized, I mean, I should say it's not for everyone, because they have specialized in the high-growth traded sector up to this point. In Lincoln, we're probably want to broaden it out to anybody who has an innovative type of product or service. So a small manufacturer would be perfect.
Okay. So maybe we can run with that one. Well, let's do it after a break, Carolyn. Carolyn Bauman, Economic Development Alliance. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance. We're talking about RAIN, a regional accelerator and innovation network. We've got an opportunity coming up at NANA's for you to participate and learn more about these opportunities. Stay with us. We'll talk about it more back on Connections.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us, Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Connections every Thursday at 9. With us today, Carolyn Bauman, Economic Development Alliance. Now, we're talking about RAIN, and coming up at NANA's, there's a chance to learn more about this Regional Accelerator Innovation Network.
Yes.
What's the date on that, by the way?
The date is going to be November 11th from 5 to 7 at NANA's Pub. The reason we're doing it at NANA's Pub, it is a... it's a very relaxed, casual atmosphere where we provide food and drink tickets. We it's family friendly even. So, you know, all ages are able to be there. And we're going to use the room at Nana's Pub that's not the room you walk into, but the second room over.
Okay, so coming up at Nana's, maybe let's walk through like a hypothetical situation, Carolyn, where we've got a business startup. Let's say we have a metal fabricator here in Lincoln County. Maybe they're doing work, on ships in the fishing industry. But hypothetically, let's say we've designed a new bracket that'll help retrofit solar panels. It's a growing industry, and we think maybe, in addition to being here in Lincoln County, we should maybe look for some manufacturing space in Corvallis. To be closer to the I-5 corridor because we're going to be doing a lot of shipping. Would this be something that would help us seek the solutions for expanding our business?
Yes, that type of company would be an excellent fit for the RAIN pre-accelerator and accelerator course because they're looking at a new thing outside of their normal product or service. Which, if you have just a regular business like a hair salon or attorney's office or, mm-hmm. or even a retail store, this is not really the right program for you. It is the right program if you're branching out into something new. So that I in RAIN is innovation, and that is what investors are looking for. So one of the other things about the RAIN program is it raises your ability to attract investors if that's something that you would need to expand into this brand new area.
So really they're kind of like a resource group that
yes.
helps connect you to the right people.
Yes.
Or would there be the possibility of I've located this facility, but maybe there are some, you know, I want to build on this you know, piece of ground, but I have to get through a series of permits. Maybe it's kind of complicated. Maybe I have to go through state DEQ. Do they help connect the dots through the organization? So you're going to navigate, or am I going too far here?
I don't know about, I think they would, because their assistance to a company is one-on-one. I mean, it's very intensive for a fairly short period of time, a matter of months.
So maybe getting a little bit like a business consultant.
It is like a group of business consultants because they will help you explore the market, market research, the need, see if the market is out there, what they're willing to pay, how to help you price something, things on financing, anything to do with building on bare ground, you'd have to arrange a whole bunch of financing. They really are from A to Z on, you know, launching a company to take off and really accelerate their growth. So the accelerator aspect has to do with you're going to grow much faster than you would without taking this course.
Well, that's great. You know, and we're learning about this because it is new, and being at NANA's will be an opportunity to learn about the extent of what they can provide.
Yes, and there'll be the leadership of Nana's as well as some of the companies that they've helped are going to be there and kind of demonstrate what they've done. There's going to be their course instructors. They're all going to be there.
You know, I think of just individuals who I talk to, maybe someone who just has an idea, you know, an idea for
sure.
A new product, but they... You know, maybe this will help them expand the scope of what that might entail.
This is
great.
It'll help them get real as far as is there really a need for this thing.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean, your husband, an inventor, you know, really people who maybe think they don't have the resources it might take, maybe they, through this type of thing, even through this networking event at Nana's, they can see the possibilities. Available.
And a lot of these people are out there in the hinterlands. They're working out there solo, and they, you know, it's very good to meet each other.
Yeah, and how you have these kinds of, you know, next-level resources or learn more about what's out there for you, maybe this would tip the scales for somebody to see that, hey, I can get this done.
Yeah,
you know?
We're hoping to encourage people to follow their dreams, so to speak.
Follow your dreams, your entrepreneurial visions, and this is an opportunity to do it. Rain, once again, the date is?
November 11th, 5 to 7 p.m. In Newport at Nana's Pub with light snacks and refreshments.
Cool.
And totally free, but they're asking for pre-registration.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We should note that you can find more information at your website, coastbusiness.info.
Yes.
I'm going to plug this into Lincoln County's homepage today, too, but I noticed that if you go to eventbrite.com and search for Lincoln County Call of Interest,
it's easy to find it by just putting anything like startup, Lincoln County, Call of Interest will bring you there.
Okay. Carolyn Bauman, you're listening to Connections. We'll be back to wrap it up and tell you more about this opportunity for your future entrepreneurs.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections here with Carolyn Bauman, the Economic Development Alliance. We're talking about an event coming up at Nana's Irish Pub in Nye Beach that gives you the opportunity to learn more about the RAIN network, the RAIN concept. And if you're just joining us, please be reminded it's a free event. And if you want to or think that you might have a startup or are interested in expanding your business, this is kind of for you.
Yes, it's a free event, although they're asking people to go to Eventbrite to sign up. It is free. And if you just wanted to, if you're not really sure, just come to Nana's anyway. You can just show up. Yeah, because it is free.
Yeah, and if anything, even if somebody you know.
Or recommend it to someone you know that has a business idea. And they are looking for, they are, you know, very picky, very selective. Okay. They are looking for innovation. So anything in the technology, high tech, would work. Anything that involves an innovative slant on something that, you know, is already common. I would say manufacturing, any small manufacturer that might want to grow, that, you know, most do, this would be appropriate. Food. You make a particular line of food and you're at the farmer's market, this would be a good place to learn about it, growing your business.
Yeah, Carolyn, I like this this term here. They say anyone who is an entrepreneur or a wannapreneur,
right,
who hasn't taken the leap yet into entrepreneurship but would like to, an innovator, or would like to learn about how to support or invest local startups should attend this event. You know, we kind of think about in this day and age, really, especially with kind of internet connectivity, you know, really there's all these opportunities out there. And I think it's just kind of finding how to put them boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still in an environment that, and I'm talking about our business community, that allows for you to think about being in business for yourself, or, you know, expanding and thinking out of the box and writing on the whiteboard. You know, what do you want to do?
And one of the aspects I'd really like to stress is that RAIN is a connecting force with a venture capital such as the Seed Venture Fund of RAIN, the OSU Venture Fund. So we're also doing outreach and inviting people from the financial community, financial advisors, bankers, and that sort of business to also attend this to maybe direct some investment towards these companies and the venture funds that are going to be supportive.
So, you know, as part of that network of resources, are you saying that, you know, you kind of connect those dots between where you'd get the money or somebody who'd be interested to invest in your idea? I mean, because that's pretty
critical. Yes, they do connect the dots. If they believe in the company and they've accelerated the company, this is a part of what you'll get is the ability to, pitch your ideas to investors. In fact, at this event, there are going to be some of the RAIN companies that have gone through the accelerator. They're going to do a very fun part of the program where they deliver a 3-minute pitch, and all of you in the audience get a chance to vote for your favorite as if you're going to give them venture capital.
Oh, okay. So that'll be a part of the event at Nana's?
Yeah.
To give you
a feel for
what that's like?
It'll be a real fun thing with funny money.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
I'm kind of thinking it sounds sort of like the speed dating for business growth or something.
I think it's just a fun a thing to do to demonstrate this is the type of thing that you might have to this is the type of audience that you might have to speak to if you are seeking a venture capital.
Well, and in fact, it looks like some of these individuals have experience or do that for a living. So they're going to be able to tell you, hey, this is what we're looking for.
Yeah, the RAIN staff will be there to say, let's show you just a few different examples and let you do some thinking about, you know, what impact those little pitches have on you.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, I imagine that we are going to see you there. And I just thought one last shout out here that for you wannapreneurs, here's an opportunity. RAIN at Nana's Pub, and that's on November 1st.
11th.
Right? November 11th. Okay, November 11th. Go to Eventbrite. Go to coastbusiness.info. We'll also put it on Lincoln County's page. And in closing, Carolyn, aren't we coming up to the deadline for the Economic Development Fund here, I think?
Today.
Today's it. So remember, if you've applied for the Community and Economic Development Fund grant, they need to get those to
the courthouse by 5 p.m., Board of Commissioners office.
Bring them in. We're stamping them with received. So today is your day. You got to deliver those in person. And we look forward to seeing those applications come in.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just kind of hit me there. They're really starting to flood into the office.
Good.
It's kind of like a stream of individuals. And it's certainly, you know, wonderful that we've been able to, you know, really work together. Carolyn, you provided some training this year for those individuals, you know, who wanted to apply for the grant.
Yes, and I've been trying to spread the word just simply that it's available for those who are eligible to apply.
So, Carolyn, and how can we reach you for future reference? What is your contact information at the Economic Development Alliance?
Well, we have an office here in town, right here in Newport, that's staffed almost every day at 541-265-4544. We have an office phone. We have staff. We have the email and the website. And the email is ecdev, ECDEV, at orcoast.com.
Thank you, Carolyn Bauman. Pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us today on Connections. We'll be here same time, same place next week, 9 a.m. Thursday. Have an incredible day, and we'll see you soon.